Thank you and good morning. Hoopa High School was locked down for a short time on Thursday morning after a report of shots fired less than 100 yards from the campus was called in. When deputies reached the scene, they contacted a county probation officer who was in the area and learned the shots had originated from a residence at the intersection of Loop Road and Matilton Cutoff. Deputies contacted a woman who lived at the residence with her husband and learned that they had gotten into an argument and that as she was walking away, she heard 33-year-old Brandon Biondini chamber rounds into a rifle. The woman then said she started running and heard three rounds fired in her direction. Deputies later located Biondini driving a truck on Pine Hill Road, and he was arrested and booked on several charges, including domestic violence and assault with a deadly weapon. The firearm used in the incident has not been recovered. The National Weather Service radar weather map shows a large storm system hovering over the north coast, and the rain is expected to continue through today and into Sunday night, and it could be heavy at times. A high wind advisory is in effect until later this afternoon, and emergency weather shelters have been opened in Eureka and McKinleyville. Localized flooding in low-lying areas remains a concern, and driving conditions will be impacted by both the rain and wind. The radar map shows that Eureka has gotten about an inch of rain, with higher totals to the south and to the north in Crescent City. The coroner's office has identified human remains that were found near the Little Van Dusen River in Dinsmore last August. The remains are those of 25-year-old Zachary Travis Mausner of Navasota, Texas, and they were identified through the use of DNA submitted to the State Department of Justice. Mausner was reported as a missing person to the sheriff's office in May of last year, and he was reported to have come to the area to work in the marijuana industry in southern Humboldt. Anyone with information about Mausner is asked to contact the sheriff's office. A brazen daylight car theft that started in Arcata ended up on 2nd Street in Eureka, with the stolen car recovered and the suspect in custody. The incident began when 46-year-old Santa Cruz resident Kelly Piper, dressed only in his underwear and a T-shirt, jumped through an open door and into a running car parked at the Mad River Rapids RV Park on Janes Road. After a brief struggle with the owner, Piper got control of the vehicle and fled the scene. The vehicle was equipped with the OnStar and was soon located in McKinleyville. When sheriff's deputies, Arcata police, and CHP officers began a pursuit, they quickly called it off due to the erratic nature of Piper's driving. Piper somehow made it to 2nd Street in Eureka without injuring anyone along the way and was taken into custody by Eureka police. Piper was booked into county jail on several charges, including vehicle theft and felony evasion. It's going to be a very wet debut for the inaugural Crab Crawl Festival in Old Town Eureka. The two-day celebration of all things crab begins tonight with a self-guided crab crawl through restaurants and bars in downtown and Old Town Eureka. The festival continues on Saturday with the Winter Festival at the C Street Fair from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. and will then join with Arts Alive on Saturday night. The two-day event is presented by the Eureka Lodging Association and Eureka Main Street. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If you take a look at the voter turnout numbers in California for the November election, you'll notice that fewer than 40% of registered voters in the state cast a ballot. Observers and political pundits have all sorts of explanations for that, but one state senator has introduced a bill that could see those voter participation numbers rise dramatically. Senator Bob Hertzberg of Van Nuys has authored a bill that would ensure that every registered voter in the state gets a mail-in ballot.
It's clearly a convenience for the voters. They can read the material when they want. They can vote in their leisure and send it in. And if they can't, they take it to the ballot, or we still keep polls open.
People are busy, and California ballots can be filled with all sorts of initiatives and measures.
Ordinary folks are trying to deal with their lives on a day-to-day basis. And also, you get these ballot initiatives, and each side says the sky's falling if you vote for or vote against. It's hard to make these choices. Society's complicated, and so people just check out in large measure.
Hertzberg pulled the patriotism card as well.
Let's increase the participation. Let's think about what the voter needs, and let's give the voter everything that they need to make it easier. There should be no barriers. It's American. It's patriotic. Let's focus. And if it's this idea or any other idea, I'm in favor for increases participation.
The mail-in ballots would be available for special, primary, and general elections. And that's the news on this rainy Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.